Well, the Mozart and the Mendelssohn are two of the in the case of the Mendelssohn, it's the last piece, the last string quartet he wrote, and the last of six. And the Mozart is part of a compilation of three quartets that were the last quartets that he wrote. So this is kind of an exploration of two composers who died very prematurely, but produced an incredible amount of work. They were both child prodigies and had been writing since they were 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a summation of what they had achieved with the string quartet genre. These last three quartets by Mozart, of which this is one, are also nicknamed the cello quartets because instead of the first violin having all the melody and all the glory, Mozart decided to spread it around and give a lot of it to the cello. So Miss Choi will become the soprano in this movement. And so that was a unique aspect of this piece, and not many composers had explored that. Haydn had to some extent in his Opus 20, but had kind of abandoned that towards the end of his writing, and then Mozart picked it up in the end of his life and definitely influenced Beethoven and all the other string quartet composers after him.
So listen for the cello here, the Kalador String Quartet, once again, live on Classical 101.